Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
In Hebrew, when you say a word once, it's what it means. When you say it twice, it's the best of that word. When you say it three times, it's an absolute cannot fail action that's going to happen. And so what he says here, and I'm going to tell you, and if you're taking notes, you might want to write it down. It says, likewise, you wives, be in this type of military regimental submission of not about face and all that, but of hearing what your husband's saying and doing it. It says, submit yourselves to your husbands no matter what it is. Forget about what you thought you were going to try and do. It's all about what he wants. And if you got a husband that's a stinker, they also may, without any words, now watch this, they will win, also win, without the word win. That's a Hebraism three times. It's an absolute promise. It cannot be broken. If you will do it this way, he says it three times, win, win, win. And now, like I said, it's in the Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Hebrew before it ever made it into Greek. And the writers were Hebrew thinking. So when they repeated a word three times, the Holy Spirit, through Peter, was trying to say, this is a promise you can stand on and it will work every time. But you have to do it this way. If you don't do it this way, I can guarantee you it will not work. Now, men, same way. You got a boss that's a real stinker and you're like, man, I'm going to give him his two-week notice and give him one day. And you're out of there. God says, if you will submit to that man in all things, or that employer, whoever it is, your manager, whoever, if you'll submit to them, not saying any words about how you think they're right or wrong, just like we saw these men, they didn't say anything while they were in line, you will, without any words, absolutely, positively win in that situation. Now, pastor didn't use any words, and he even made this, he even said the phrase earlier, I think the drill instructor had pity on me. And I'll bet you that from that infraction till he graduated basic training, that drill instructor favored him because God moved on his heart to do it. Amen. Now, you want God to move on your husband's heart to favor you? Do it exactly like this. No extra words. Simply do exactly what you're told. And the reason I bring this up about doing exactly what you're told, women think from the heart. And generally speaking, they think from the heart. Men think from the head. These men didn't have a problem. And if I said it a little gruffly, they did it. Because they didn't have the thought, I can't believe he said it that way. Now, some of you might have actually thought that. You might have actually, I can't believe he's telling those men what to do like that. And yet every one of these men are doing it because they learned submission in the military. They might not have ever learned submission at home, but I'll tell you what, by the time they got through boot camp, if they were going to make a career or even 4 years in the Air Force, they learned submission. Okay, if you want a wonderful, happy marriage, you get to submit to that guy in all things. And what God will do, if you use no words and do it the way he's showing, God will move on his heart and change him. Amen. And he will become, I was going to title this, You Can Have the Husband You Always Wanted. Amen. But this is how it's done. Okay? Now, some of you are like, well, I've never done that. I ain't ever going to do that. Well, this message ain't for you then, praise the Lord. Because I want to teach you how it looks. I came to work for Pastor Scrivener, and I thought I had all my ducks in a row. I mean, I had finally gotten healed. Like Jeff said earlier, you get a little self-righteous because, hey, I finally figured out how this stuff works, man. I'm healed. I work now for Pastor Scrivener. Now he makes me stand up here. Praise the Lord. But he makes Jeff go first. Praise the Lord. Okay. But I didn't get here by constantly going to him and saying, well, have you thought about doing it a different way? I don't sit in the right seat of the airplane because I constantly tell him, have you thought about doing it a different way, except for when we're flying into storms. Storms I haven't quite submitted to you yet, praise the Lord. But we're getting good. I mean, praise the Lord. He's given me authority to look at the map, make a determination on how to get through the storm. And I say, okay, I think this would be a good path. And he looks at it and goes, yeah, that'll go. Sometimes he overrides it and says, no, I think I want to go this way. But I learned it by submitting to him in as much as I know how. And as much as I know how, doing what he said, even though I didn't want to do it that way. I did not want to do some of the things the way he wanted it done, especially when it was going into storms. I wanted to divert way around. Let's just do 2 tanks of fuel to go around this thing. You know, I don't mind. He's paying for the fuel. He says, no, we're going through. Okay, praise the Lord. You know, when we got into ice, and those are other stories, praise the Lord. So what's going to change this husband, or what's going to change your boss man, is the conversation. And that's not the yapping at the mouth. Okay, that's not what that conversation means. It means, again, in original language, it means how you react to every situation. What is your behavior? Now, wives, you've been told to submit. Okay, I'll go home and I'll submit. That's it. It will never work for you. Because that is not chaste conversation that we see in chapter 2, verse 2 there, chaste conversation. Chaste is pure, innocent. It's delightful, actually. When you watch a child like my daughter obey and do something, it's delightful to watch her. And when she comes to me and says, oh, Daddy, I love you, and she did what I told her to do, it's a delight to watch. And the reason it needs to be a delight and not a negative attitude is because of that word, while they behold. Behold, in the original language again, it carries the meaning of scrutinizing, of observing a matter very carefully, of closely watching it. That's what the husband's doing. And if there's any hint of rebellion, of negative vibe, he will sense it. Men, the same way with your employer. If there's any hint of a negative response or a negative vibe, your employer, your manager, is going to recognize it. I see Mike down here shaking his head. I can think of working for Mike in the shop, and this guy is A number one, praise the Lord. He comes, I mean, everyone I hear talk about Mike and his abilities in the shop, he is phenomenal. If I go work for him, and I don't aspire to be that good with the right attitude like he has towards a customer, I won't be working for him long. I have to be delightful. It has to be a joy to watch me submit even in an unfair situation. The behold, another meaning for that word, is that it's when the eyes gaze upon something and all of a sudden a revelation occurs. That's what you want your husband to do. When you're putting up with his stuff and you're like, this is the final straw, but I'm going to love him. I'm going to love him through this mess. All of a sudden, if you do it with the right attitude, he will all of a sudden behold. And he'll go, oh, wow, God, I see it. And it will change him forever. Now, if you want to be sick, just don't do it this way. And I see lots of people because we don't teach our men that they got to keep their mouth shut at work. We don't teach the ladies they got to do the same thing at home. Mind you don't have to keep your mouth shut. Only when he's obeying not the word, strongly refusing it, that's when we keep our mouth shut. You ever argued with somebody that was a knothead and that you could never convince them of what you were trying to share with them? Those that are old enough, what do? Shut your mouth, praise the Lord. That's right, shut your mouth. Okay, you're not talking about a husband that's loving you in this passage. It's not saying women go home and keep your mouth shut forever. It's when he's not obeying the word. Men, when your employer's not obeying the word, that's when you just do what they say, and if it blows up, it's their fault, right? I mean, I'll joke with Pastor. I mean, I'm going to tell on Pastor a little bit. Once in a while, we'll be driving down the road, and we'll be preaching at each other so much that he'll forget we're supposed to stay on the road, and he'll go, come, 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 come. I let him go. Praise the Lord. He doesn't do it too often, praise the Lord. But occasionally, we'll hit the rumble strip or, you know, something over there. I don't ever say nothing, because my number one goal is to learn to submit to him in all things. And because I've tried to do that, I'm privileged to ride in the right seat of the airplane. I'm privileged to actually give him counsel as to what I see happening in the airplane. And he makes the decision. Always he makes the decision. And I always do it with a protocol in place. I don't interrupt him and start talking about my new cat when we're on approach. The only thing I interrupt him with is, you're above the glide slope, you're below the glide slope, you're left or right of course. Because what he wants to do, and this is the one box guy, when we're coming on an approach and we're going to hit that runway down there, all he wants to know is, am I going to hit that runway? And if anybody's talking, that's all he wants to hear is, am I on course? Now, once we get out of the plane, we talk about all the stuff that happened. When he bumped his head in the plane, you know, because he didn't tighten his seatbelt up when we went through that big cloud. And oh, praise the Lord. You know, talk about all that afterwards. But you don't talk about it on approach. Okay? Y'all know what I mean by approach. Especially if we're coming in the soup and we're still making our approach to the runway and the cloud deck is way down here and we're still making an approach to it. He don't care about him hitting his head. He wants to know, where's that runway? When I pop out of the clouds, Dave, I better see a runway down there. I better see numbers down there. And it better be the right numbers, praise the Lord. I tell him what numbers to land on. I tell him what the weather's doing down there. Can he expect rain? Can he expect ice? If it's ice, we should have stayed home, praise the Lord. But he's expecting only, now this is the key point, he's expecting only what he wants to hear, not what I want to say. And on approach is not the time to tell him, well, I don't like the way you talk to me. It ain't going to work. He says, okay, no problem. We'll get up on the ground now. Hit the road. I bring this verse up. This is the verse that God taught me what submission looked like. Yes, it was written to the women, but the first two fleshly lusts written right before this is the exact same language. Actually, it uses the language, you're to submit to them in all things, whether they're kind and reasonable or whether they're cruel. Now, the drill instructor was cruel, but he did learn something, praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website. That's www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.